Yeah. All right. So to recap, we started, I don't know, this was in March, I guess, when we started. First off, whoever lost the most weight is the winner. And then how much we pay out. Like the last time we did this, we did, was it 6 weeks, Eric? That was the whole thing. It was like $200. Yeah, and we came back 6 weeks later. Everyone weighed in. Everyone was either the exact same or they gained weight. So then Eric says, let's do a sudden death.
Yeah.
So then we do a sudden death. We extend it for like maybe two or three more weeks. Eric, again, gained weight. And Jaime lost like 12 pounds or 11 pounds and he won. But it was a reduced amount. So this year when we were coming up with this, we said, you know, let's do it a little bit different. We're not going to reward somebody for, if you lose a pound, it's not worth $200. You know what I mean? So let's break it up into tiers. So tier one, if the winner lost between 1 to 5 pounds, it's $50. If the winner lost between 6 and 19 pounds, it's $100. And if you lost 20 pounds or more, tier three, it's $200. You had 6 weeks to do it. We've actually extended that to 10 because of the coronavirus. Everyone's been at home. So, you know, you're not really tempted to go out and drink and, you know, go to restaurants because they've been closed for half this time. So you have no excuse. Everyone should have at least lost 10 pounds. Right, Mark?
Yes.
Now, have you been eating or drinking?
On depending on what you mean, like what type of 10 pounds you lost.
Like what planet you're on, basically, he's saying.
So if you're on Earth, you know, we have this gravity thing, and so 10 pounds on Earth is different than 10 pounds on Mars, let's say.
Okay.
But we're talking about
he's on Mars.
Earth pounds.
Oh.
Right.
Okay, yeah, correct. See, correct.
I think one of the better approaches would have been for one of y'all to just start eating sweets and then develop diabetes and then have your leg amputated.
Oh, that's Jaime.
yeah, that's Jaime.
Jaime already has that role. So what have you been doing, Mark, to help try to lose this weight the past 10 weeks?
Well, a lot of exercise, that's for sure. A lot of exercise. I would walk 3 miles a day, even though I know that's not a lot, but you know, it's a lot.
That's
for
still
me.
Good. Yeah.
It's better than cardio. Nothing.
Yeah. Not really watching what I eat. I mean, I eat smaller portions, but you know what I mean? Instead of eating a full burger, I eat half.
Smaller portions, but a lot more food.
So instead of a large pizza, he goes for the medium.
Right.
Yes. Yes.
Now, did you start this 10 weeks ago or did you just start this recently?
Well, okay. So I was going to start as soon as, you know, we were, you know, going to do the whole weight loss thing, but I didn't. So I kind of started once the quarantine kind of came in full effect and I had nothing else to do. So then I really started to, you know,
so you took it seriously about 7 weeks ago.
Yes.
Okay. No, that's good. That's still good. I mean, that still gives you more than enough time where you should have at least lost 10 pounds, you know, doing walking 3 miles a day,
right.
Smaller Big Mac portions, things like that.
you would hope.
Yeah. And lifting weights and stuff. Eric, what have you been doing to lose weight?
Well, I'll be honest. I didn't start whenever we originally started in the studio.
We know.
So so I started the beginning of May is when I started. So and I started slowly because I knew that I had not exercised in a very long time.
Yeah.
So for the first week I just did we walked. Kirby and I walked. First it started out like just twice around the block. Which is like maybe like 1 mile. And then now recently we're walking now almost close to 4 miles. And then I also incorporate working at home. So as far as eating wise, more veggies, portion size, kind of my calories, things like that.
Now you said when we started all this, you were at another weight loss competition at work or whatever with some friends. How did that go? You obviously did not win?
No, they had to postpone it. So we postponed that. Which like I thought we were going to do here, but obviously not.
Right.
Because you guys like to do things differently.
Right.
Not professional, is what I mean. they postponed it. They actually said we can get our money back that we put in because we actually put in money, like in a pot.
Yeah.
Or we could postpone it and then redo it again when everybody gets into the office. So everyone decided just postpone it. That we're going to wait until we get back into the office.
That way you can eat whatever you want during quarantine and take it seriously whenever. Yeah. All right. Spider, what have you been doing to help lose weight?
A lot of walking also. Changed up the way I eat. Stopped drinking for the most part. Drank a couple times. But eat a lot more frequently, a lot more food, but it's more fruits, more vegetables. Not doing any like extra sugar, extra salt, anything like that. It's been fairly easy, man. Like the thing I really found is that if you start eating like a long or specific stuff, like your body starts craving that stuff.
Yeah.
So, like I had to eat, you know, some pineapple or something, which I wasn't a big fan of, but now I crave it all the time, you know?
And it's an aphrodisiac.
Is it?
Well, yeah, that's what I hear.
Good for quarantine.
Well, no, you want to feed that to the person that you want to have sex with, not yourself.
There you go.
Well,
it works out well then.
Yeah, it's perfect.
Congratulations. Tonight is the night. All right, let's get down to business. Let's get down to the reason why we're all here.
Money. That none of us make.
Wait a minute. Y'all get money?
Hey, you got to negotiate your own contract, dog.
Oh.
As soon as I find the
Are you doing
right screen I'm supposed to be on.
I thought you were frozen there for a second,
yeah,
Mike.
Too.
I was hoping if I was still, no one would know that I'm messing up over here.
I thought you were doing calculations.
No, I already did that.
Oh, okay.
Honestly, Mark's was the easiest calculation I had to do. I didn't even have to pull out a calculator.
Oh, no.
I looked at the number and I was like, I can do this in my head.
Oh, I forgot what I weighed in.
Oh, I'll tell you. Hang on. Let me. I gotta find them. Oh, here it is.
Yeah, it wasn't memorable.
Right.
It was. I think I lost like 5.
Oh.
Uh-oh.
So we're gonna eliminate somebody right away.
Oh God, I wonder who it is.
Eric.
What?
It is not you.
Oh.
Yay.
God, I hope it's
Shantae,
not me.
I
God,
stay.
I hope it's not me.
Mark.
Yes?
10 weeks ago, you weighed in at 234 pounds. Today, you risked your life to go to the studio to weigh on a scale to win possibly $200.
Yeah, and it wasn't clean, by the way. The scale was dirty.
Well, it's been sitting there for like 10 weeks for, you know,
right.
Collecting dust. Yeah. No one's in the studio.
Yeah.
So you risked your life to get Corona.
Yeah.
And you've lost 4 pounds. So, Mark, you are not the biggest loser. Goodbye. You can stay on the phone. I'm not going to hang up on you.
That would have been funny if you did, though. I've been like, oh, all right, just go ahead and do it.
All right. It comes down to two. Eric Starr and Spider the DJ.
Yes.
Spider, when you weighed on the scale 10 weeks ago, it was 280 pounds.
Fat ass.
The biggest one we've ever seen other than Jaime. Jaime steps on the scale, the thing goes around.
Yeah, it spun.
Right.
Like 3 or 4 times.
To be continued.
Yeah. It's like on a cartoon. That might have been the reason why the skill doesn't work very much. Eric, when you stepped on the scale 10 weeks ago, you were at 246 pounds.
Oh, really?
The biggest loser is Spider the DJ.
Oh, yeah.
I thought I weighed in more than that whenever we first
No, you were 246 pounds when you weighed in.
Oh, I guess.
And when you weighed in the other day, yesterday, you were 241. You lost a total of 5 pounds.
Oh, okay. Yeah. Well, okay. Yeah. Well, what I've been tracking, because I actually weighed in higher at 251, and I actually lost 15 pounds.
In the beginning of May?
Yeah.
That's good, though. You lost a lot of weight in a couple of weeks. Yeah.
Yeah.
Mark, again, has been at this for, he said, 7 weeks, and he only lost that 4 pounds.
Yeah.
Mark, when you see the pounds that you lost, right. Do you think that you should do something different now? Should you change the way that you're going about your weight loss?
Honestly, yes. Honestly, I feel like if I would have ate better,
I probably would have lost more weight. Yeah. That's for sure, because I know that losing weight is all about what you eat. So, like, you can work out and eat like and not lose any.
Right. Know I mean? And knowing so. That 7 weeks ago could have made you the winner, correct?
Possibly, yes.
Yeah. So here's the how much weight Spider lost. You ready for this? He weighed in at 280 and now weighs 241 pounds.
Damn.
That's, that's 39 pounds in 10 weeks. So, Spider, you get the $200 grand prize.
Good job, Doug. Yeah. I mean, Spider, did you take?
That's awesome, dude. Mm.
Now, Spider said in the beginning he was going to win.
Yeah.
And literally, like, as soon as we said go, he was already talking to, like, a dietitian or whatever.
And nutritionist. Shout out to Stephanie for helping me out.
So it's incredible. What are you going to do with the money? Buy a bunch of Big Macs?
Yeah. Big Macs, whiskey, marijuana, all the good stuff.
Right. Eric, are you surprised that that you lost as much weight as you... Because really, if you start this only like 2 weeks ago, 5 pounds, at least in our record, is pretty good.
Yeah.
In 2 weeks?
I could have sworn I weighed in higher, like at 250-something at the studio, but I guess not.
Well, let's ask Vanna White over here, because he's the one who certified it. Clark, did he weigh in at 246?
Was it because I actually went back and listened to the episode not too long ago. I was trying to catch up with a few episodes I hadn't heard. Yeah, and 246 sounds...
and we have it on video.
Yeah, so we can go find it.
Yeah, so we can prove you wrong.
I don't really care. Oh no, I don't really care. I mean,
hang on. Let's. I'm just kidding.
I was just saying. Go ahead.
No, you go ahead.
No, because I mean, I did weigh more. That's what I'm saying. So I thought I weighed in more at the studio.
It definitely weighs you in less, because I weighed the morning before I went up there, and I was 243.8 here, and then it was 241 there. So it weighs you a little bit lighter.
Yeah. But I'm just happy for myself, because I did lose 15 pounds from whenever I first started. I gained weight after you weighed in, I guess.
Yeah.
So I'm still happy with myself. So
yeah,
I'm that's good. Continue.
I just want to top my own accolades. I wasn't part of the weight loss competition. I gained 30 pounds. And during
COVID,
the pandemic. 30
COVID pounds.
And I've already lost 15 of that in 10 days.
Right.
So, okay.
Well, this isn't about you. This is about me and Spider. So, plus, we actually have your whole story on a previous episode. I actually listened to it, and we have record of it already. So.
Oh, my God.